All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race press conferences. We've now been joined by our third-place finisher, Ty Gibbs. If you have a question for Ty, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and who would like to kick us off? All right, we'll start in the back.
Ty Samuel Stubbs, yardbarker.com. Nope, back here, Ty. Samuel Stubbs, yardbarker.com. Just wondering, you know, third place finishes in both races this weekend. You know, you looked really fast yesterday and today. I'm just wondering, what does it do you have when you have a weekend like this, you know, where you finish really well in two races? Does it leave you a little disappointed that, you know, feeling like you could have won both of them? Or is it just, you know, hey, we had a really solid weekend?
Yeah, we had a really good weekend, and I was thankful to have two great race cars to drive that my team brought me. So, you know, it's kind of rare when you have two good cars, right, that you can make good speed happen to. And I feel like we're really fast in both races. Just we're so close, super close both days. So, I mean, all I can ask for maybe is a win, but we're right there. So, you know, it's been really fun running the Cup Series, and I've had a great time. And I'm just appreciative of what I get to do and thankful for what I get to do. It's fun.
All right. Additional questions will come up here to Jay.
Hey, Ty. Jay Cohen, Associated Press. How would you describe simply what it's like to race in those conditions, you know, as it rains and then maybe as the course dries out kind of towards the end?
Yeah, it's really fun. I feel like it's kind of like a dirt track, honestly. You pick and choose your lines and see what lane is drying up and is faster. And you have to look around, which makes it fun because we don't really get to do that a whole lot. So I really, really like that. I feel like it takes a lot of racing awareness to do that. And it's fun just like looking and be like, okay, that line's drying up, and you hit that line, and you're like, oh, I just gained two car lengths on the guy in front of me. So it's really fun to have that.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
With the timed race and knowing that you needed as many green flag laps as possible. How frustrating is that situation where you're like, man, the clock's ticking and I just need this to be green?
Yeah, you're telling me. It's definitely frustrating for sure. But, you know, it's part of it. And it's just the way it goes. It's like it's out of my control that the guys are stuffing in the fence, which I've almost done that like 8 times today. So I can say that. But, yeah, it's frustrating. But at the same time, it's out of my control. So, like, the more I am frustrated about it, then I'm just at that point kind of being a little selfish or just being a little bit petty, I guess.
All right, we'll go to Steven.
Steven Sump, frontrunners.com. Ty, when you guys made the decision to pit before the end of stage two, was kind of the expectation you guys thought everyone would come down? Was it a surprise to see that many cars stay out?
Yeah, it was, but it made it fun though, because we had to kind of work our way through and everybody didn't just follow, put rain tires on, honestly, or dry tires on. I feel like if everybody put dry tires on with the way the conditions were, it would have been a crapshoot. So I'm kind of glad that half of them put rain tires on. But at the same time, I wish the 48 took dry so we could catch them. But, you know, whatever. Congrats to them.
And then I want to talk about the moment earlier in the race where Larson kind of just barreled into turn 6. He almost barely got you. Did you see that in your mirror?
Yeah, I felt it. I think he just barely touched me. So I'm glad I didn't get collected there. Just pushing your entries. And the brake bias is really important, especially in rain racing. So, you know, if you have a lot of front brake to it or have some front brake to it and you catch a puddle or whatever, that thing takes off. That thing's like a rocket. So you got to watch out and just be aware. But I was definitely glad that I didn't get collected there. It was a close one.
All right, Ty, we appreciate you coming in and spending time with us. Thanks again. All right, we'll now be joined by Michael McDowell. Michael came home in 5th place today. All right, we'll go ahead and open questions for Michael. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Okay, we'll start with Nate up front.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. So your team brought you in early before the rain, and then it took a while for it to rain, and you were kind of dropping at that point. What was that like being on rain tires while the track was still probably too dry to take advantage of that? And how did it kind of swing your way then after that in the second half?
Yeah, it was really bad. You know, it buried us. I mean, we ended up losing a lap. And so, you know, that just put us behind. You know, we were in the top five. And when we did that, we just got so far behind. I understand the call and going for it because, you know, on the radar, there was rain right there. So usually if you're the first to put the rain tires on before the rain hits, you're going to end up leading. And so the, it was just an aggressive move that didn't pay off. But fortunately, we were able to get in position to wave around, and then the rain came, and you know, we restarted 32nd there after the rain delay. So to get to top five is great. It's a good recovery, but it's not what we needed today. We needed a win, and but we have the speed, and we just we just didn't have enough laps today to get back through the field quick enough with all the cautions and single file restarts. Makes it really hard. So it's hard to recover once we were that far back. Yeah, you never know, though, right? Because when you're up front, everything changes. You know, I could have got wiped out by Larson when he locked up or anything like that. You just, you know, unfortunately, you don't get to hit the rewind. But we do, you know, that is where our race went the wrong direction for us, for sure.
All right, additional questions. We'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Michael, the time element of this and having a time limit, come from sports car racing, like you're no stranger to that, but what was your perception of how that played out in today's race?
Well, I think the good thing about it was at least we all sort of knew what the process and procedure was this time, where last time, you know, that was what took us out of having a shot at winning the race because we pitted and then they shortened the race and all the guys that didn't pit, you know, kept the track position and made it to the end. So at least we all knew going into it what the process and procedure was. And, you know, with the weather that we had, it was just one of those things, right, where you figured you wouldn't get into the scenario, and sure enough, we got right back into it. So, but I think it was handled well, and we all knew what we were up against.
All right, we're going to go to Cole, and if I can get a microphone in the back, please.
Cole Cusimano, Arizona Republic. Incredible rebound, Michael. Just curious, was there anything that you could have done in the car, or could there have been a different strategy call that could have put you guys in contention for that win in that final stage? Because it seems like in stage two, you guys kind of stabilized in the 20th position. Just anything that you could have done differently to be up front towards the end?
No, I think we did everything we could. There was not a lot of opportunity. We took the opportunity we could by putting dries on first before everybody else. And did a good job of managing, not, you know, running off the racetrack when it was super wet, and then it all started coming to us. So I think we took every advantage we could once we were behind.
The back.
Stubbs, yardbarker.com. Michael, you finished fifth today. Todd finishes seventh. You probably had a little bigger aspirations yourself, but what does it mean to see both front row cars in the top 10 and here lately just both running up front way more often?
Yeah, Todd's done a great job, and they had a good solid day too, good strategy, and was able to, you know, get up front and kind of stay up front. And then at the end there, you just never know which direction it's going to work, right? Whether it's wets or dries. You know, we were able to come through from pretty deep on the dries to get to fifth. But I mean, I don't even know did Bowman win on wets? Really? Yeah. So there you go. You just never know, right? But yeah, it's a tricky deal there at the end. I mean, the course was still pretty damp, but then those last three or four laps, it started to really come in. So I think if it wasn't a shortened race there, those drives would have been the answer.
All right, we've also been joined by our second place finisher, Tyler Reddick. We'll work to get the questions out of the way for McDowell, and then obviously Reddick will be available as well. We'll go ahead.
I'll ask this one for Michael, but Tyler, feel free to jump in. I'm over here
sorry.
In front of you.
Steve Greenberg. The light's really bright, so.
Sure. Steve Greenberg from here in Chicago at the Sun-Times. For those of us here who still don't know what a cup race in our city run, you know, fully realized as planned, start to finish, looks like, what will it look like if we're lucky enough to see it next year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think the race started out pretty good. I think that you're going to have less probably chaos, but I think at the same time, you're probably going to have some good racing like you saw in the Xfinity race, right? A lot of side-by-side, a lot of passing. You know, this year is different than last year where a lot of us were just trying to keep it in between the concrete walls, and the weather coming in and out, everybody was so timid and nervous that coming back, knowing the course, knowing everything you need to do setup-wise, you could really attack. And by attacking, you're going to have better racing and probably a few more mistakes. And so I'm bummed that we didn't get to see the full thing play out like we all wanted to, but it's still a very interesting and exciting race from our standpoint. There's so much going on when you're going from wets to dries and the amount of rain and all the things that you're doing inside the car and visibility. I mean, this was a full day. It was a full day for sure.
All right, we'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, to your right. This can go for both of you. Obviously, unique situation, but second year in a row, rain's affected a street course race. You know, NASCAR wants to run street courses, so this is probably not the end of situations like this. Based off of that, in the race, and you have the second, you're running into a time distance, you've got the second stage, and now you have all these caution laps. I think one thing that was discussed down here, would it make sense to change the rule there and just say, we're not going to go to a caution at the stage break of two, do like last year and keep running laps so that there's more of that racing?
Or is
that
like this, Dustin. I like where you're going.
It's not my idea.
Hey, it's your idea. I say at all the road courses, remove the stage breaks again. That was more fun. Let's do that. And then it prevents this, just in case there is weather. That's how we're going to pitch it. I think that's the best way to do it.
Is that monkeying rules too much? Making up things as you go along too much?
Don't think we need the breaks here because they sort of happen organically at the road courses. I mean, I really do. Like, Indy was an anomaly, right? Obviously, that went, you know, green the whole way, but I don't know anywhere else.
Glenn.
Well, Sonoma. It did, huh? It would have. I don't know. I really don't. I just don't think it's super organic as far as how it all plays out. I think the fastest cars should win, and stage breaks takes that away.
And Tyler, anything about this today? It could have been done this quicken it up or gone
well,
to
Well, I it. Mean, coming into it, I'm kind of with Michael, right? The stage breaks do take away from the strategy a bit, but obviously they want to see restarts, and they want to see some chaos, some controlled chaos, I guess. Yeah, I think given the situation today, if they would have been like, yeah, we're going to get rid of the stage break, I feel like half the field probably would have been happy about it, and the other half would have been upset. So, yeah. But I think, I don't know, I think they've got it that the time the race was going to end plus two laps, I think they got that out pretty early on in the first rain delay. And, I mean, that's all we can ask for, right? I know we want to make the whole race and get the whole thing in, but it's good to be honest with ourselves and understand that we only have so much daylight in a day. And these teams plan and strategize for so many different things that, you know, what's one more thing, and us knowing when that's going to be and how that plays out in stone is probably the way it should be.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question's for Tyler. Did you think you were going to catch Bowman there at the end? It looked like the lap times, you were knocking seconds off really fast.
I would have gotten there. What would have happened once I got there, who knows? That was the back, the plaza, turn, you know, turn 8 to turn 12, that part of the racetrack hadn't been my best all weekend. But certainly we would have gotten really, really close, and it seemed like, you know, even on the dries, kind of out of the driest lane, there was still more braking potential, just more grip potential there at the very end, even if you were kind of in some of the damp tracks. So I think would have gotten there. He would have fought really hard, but unfortunately, we'll never know.
All right, do we have any final questions for Michael? All right, Michael, thanks again for joining us. We've also been joined by Joey Han, who finished fourth. We'll continue with questions for Tyler and Joey. Okay, we'll start with Steven and then make our way around. Go ahead.
Steven Stump, frontrunch.com. One for Tyler first. You know, with you running down the front of the pack at the end, but to what Jordan said, do you kind of think that caution that came out right after we got resumed after the second stage, do you think that was probably the difference between being there and challenging Bowman and being 3 seconds back at the end?
No, the difference was the mistake on the last lap where it hit the wall. I can't really tell what it did, but it bent the wheel and the right front was kind of wandering on its own the rest of the lap. So I was at that point, I mean, the gap formed back up because I didn't want to drive into turn six and hit the tire barrier and finish last. I had a gap back to Ty, so I was just trying to manage it. And it seemed like in a lot of the right-hand corners, you know, without the weight on that now broken part of the car, I could run okay. But certainly after I hit the wall that hard, my hopes of catching him were gone.
And then for Joey, fourth place finish, first stage win. What was kind of the deciding factor between staying out and trying to go the rest of the way on the wets, and just how huge of a day is this for you and for the 60 team?
Yeah, well, I mean, staying out or not, I was like, we're gonna go back to 20th, and then being in a dogfight. And the inside lanes, when it's wet like this on slicks, it's tougher to pass. You know, you're not going to pass a lot of cars. So I was like, we've had a great day. We worked our way through from 38th to the lead, basically passing people. And I was ready to go down with it like that, you know, so see what happens kind of deal. And the team was on board with that. So big day. Yeah, it was a big day. It was an awesome day. It was super fun. We had a tough qualifying, had some brake bias issue. So we knew the car was better than what we showed in qualifying, and it was we were able to sure drive through a lot of cars, a lot of really good cars, and this came up a few months ago. Brad and I have gotten close in like doing sim stuff, and he was like, hey, you want to do Chicago? I said, absolutely. I do not turn down races, pretty much. So I said, yep. And in the stage 60 thing, obviously. And yeah, it was a great team, great group of people on the car. I had a lot of fun this whole weekend, even going to the shop and doing seat inserts. They welcomed me like I'd been there for years. So we had a lot of fun, and that kind of camaraderie and that comfort level for me immediately is what gives you pace. And if the car is there and you just got to wheel it. So it all kind of played in my way. You know, when the track has these kind of, you know, going wet and dry and all that, you got to find your way, you got to find puddles, you got to find grip. When you make, if you have to get into it with somebody and move somebody, it's not as drastic. It's, you can do it softly. So I was able just to continue past cars. So awesome day for me to win a stage in a NASCAR race, my eighth one, and to do, you know, to go forward on legitimate pace and to finish fourth when it's all said and done. I mean, it's a big one for me for sure.
All right, we're going to go Bob.
Fox Sports. Joey, you're kind of used to timed races, so I'm curious, like, did this procedure, is it adequate, or is it foreign, and just what did you think of it?
It didn't change anything for me. I mean, first thing for me is I'm excited that we're racing the streets of Chicago, for sure. I mean, I'm a big street race fan. I love it. I love bringing it to the people. I think it's a great way to get new fans. It's unfortunate that we've for a couple of years now end up with rain, but I think the first couple of days with the concerts and the people out in the sunshine, I think it gives it a really good vibe. And have a backdrop of a city like this, I've raced pretty much every street course in this country, in North America probably, and some in Europe, and you won't find a backdrop like this. I mean, Long Beach is a great race. I love it. It's one of my favorite races ever. But this one is special because of where you're racing, you know. So I think, you know, I honestly didn't think about it much. They were just saying it might go time, might go laps. I did not care. My goal was to go forward. My thought process was not that. I told Derek Finley, my crew chief, I said, you do you. I'm going to do me out here, man. You just tell me what I'm going to do. So he asked me if we want to stay out. We just made sure I was cool with staying out on the reins. And that was about it. Otherwise, they made the calls. And, you know, I think from my standpoint, I think everybody did what they had to do to get this race in. So it wouldn't have changed anything that we did necessarily. We would just have followed the – if it was laps, we would have pitted. But we just did what we could do with the situation. So, again, super excited about it. Had a great time. I mean, I don't smile that much for fourth very often, I'll tell you that. But to lead this thing and win a stage and then come back fourth, it's – big day for me.
All right, Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Tyler, I have one for you, then a follow-up. If my math is correct here, you went from 13th to 2nd in the final five laps.
Had some help, but I couldn't pass many people all day. We obviously, you know, we were hopeful coming in here that we'd be a little better than we were at COTA, and it just seems like we're kind of still not exactly where we want to be. You know, oddly enough, I'd say the best I felt was in more of the wet conditions. I don't know why that was the case, but yeah, I mean, I kind of all day long, I was very fortunate to avoid a lot of the chaos that was happening around me, and I was able to advance my position because of it.
And then, obviously, you made the mistake, but we heard you beating yourself up pretty good in the TV interview after the race, and it seemed like you were beating yourself up after Nashville. One of these 2 weeks, I mean, two top fives, but I'm sure this is really weighing on you.
In some ways, at least we're getting some good finishes out of it and getting good points days, but certainly playoff points mean a lot. And, you know, the last two weeks have been fantastic opportunities to capitalize on it and win some races. And it's wins are hard to come by. And it's really tough when you play a heavy role in them not coming to reality.
All right, Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Tyler, the Cup Series now has had more experience with wet weather racing, whether it's been on ovals or road courses. What did you make of how today was handled in terms of starting where the teams had the option to start on either wets or slicks, just trying to get this race moving, the live pit stops, things of that nature. And then from the driver's perspective on track, how do you feel like the series has handled and the drivers have evolved through wet weather racing?
I think everyone's starting to understand it better, but certainly mistakes still can be made. It's just it can be really slick in certain areas, especially on a street course. The two races I've had here, my only real street course experience, and I've really picked up on that, you know, somewhat. I still made plenty of mistakes throughout the day. I was just fortunate to not make huge ones in wreck. But certainly, I think giving us the option to go with the rain tires or the wet tires and the dry tires beginning was it added an element of stress that, I don't think we're necessarily used to. So that was fun to decide what, you know, you wanted to do at the start of the race there. Fortunately, made the right choice. But yeah, I remember back to Austin Cindric at COTA the first year we ran there. He stayed out on dry tires a lot longer than everybody else and a lot further into damp conditions than anyone thought possible. And it was really fun learning just how to get the grip in the dry tire on a track that was getting more and more wet. But I thought everything was great other than, you know, the visibility on the restart that collected Briscoe and Van Gisbergen was tough. Really couldn't see anything, but it's really hard to know what's too damp or what's not, I think, in those situations to prevent it. But that's the only thing that throughout the whole day was a little sketchy. But sometimes it's you don't know what the spray is going to look like when you get going.
All right, we'll take in the back.
Tyler Samuel Stubbs, yardbarker.com.
Back here.
Back here, sorry. All the way in the back.
The light is tough on my eyes. There you are.
Sorry about that. You're now third in the regular season standings, and you mentioned playoff points are so important with these wins, but that's 9 potential playoff points. Just looking at NASCAR.com here, you're only 23 points now out of the lead. So can you take some solace at least that, you know, even though you've been close, there's still a chance for you to earn a lot of playoff points here with the regular season standings?
I mean, in some ways, yes, but, you know, looking at Iowa, you know, we should have ran first or second. We ran third. Here, you know, we had a great opportunity to contend for the lead and the win in the final lap. So, I mean, yes, it's great to get good, you know, have good points days. But when you get down to the end of this thing, at the very end of the year, you've got to win at Phoenix. You got to be, you got to contend. You got to close out the end of these races. In the last 2 weeks, I haven't done a good job of that. So I've just got to think about it, figure it out, and be ready to go at Pocono. The very same situation could come up, and we just got to capitalize on it.
All right. Excuse me. Any final questions for Tyler and Joey? Okay, we'll take our final question up front with Dustin.
Gotcha.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. This is for Joey. You know, part of your role is to kind of help this program get better with the road course stuff. How does a day like today with the different conditions, especially so much wet, how does that going to help you with helping this program with them get better with the road course and make a further step up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what actually we'll learn from it when it's all said and done, but I guarantee we'll be looking at it. And RFK will, and Ford will. But yeah, I mean, it's this on this one. It's you know, it's the racing, and then it's also the sim work I help with, and helping guys with the driving parts and stuff like that. So there's a lot to learn. I mean, definitely coming back here next year, whether I race it or not, I'll have a pretty good feel for where we need to place the car and what stuff worked. And I think I can help, you know, help out better next year in a lot of the road courses going forward, seeing as how I'm back in the car again, you know. So I was in the car in 22, obviously, and that was the same idea, was to be in reality and then help in the sim stuff and then just, you know, kind of understand where setups go and how they evolve. And so I think it'll be the same thing here. I don't know where it'll take us, but definitely have a lot of good data here. For rain stuff, for obviously for bumps and street racing. If nothing else, we'll have a good feel for what we can do next time we come back.
All right, for Tyler and Joey, thank you both for spending time with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good one, man. It was a good one. Thanks, Tyler.